Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Get up and move your feet.
Come on and ride.
was a winter night in Madrid. As a young man walked over an avenue called Serrano. Girl from the
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
We're here in Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G-Money Sports Report. So let's talk G-Money Sports. Let's talk WNBA basketball. That's what we could talk about to start the Sports Report show. Let's talk basketball. Yeah, basketball don't start till Sunday. Oh, yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters. You know what? I don't think we have any WNBA basketball to talk about today. I don't think they start their second round of the playoffs until Sunday, huh? Am I correct?
Yes. Right. The WNBA finals start on Sunday, October this Sunday, October 8th.
Yeah, I'm a little ahead of myself. Okay, I've had a wild day, so. Okay, so let's talk Major League Baseball. They started on Tuesday, so we got Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably some of the games today, Thursday. So let's talk about the games that were played on Tuesday. Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball
game. Me out
game.
To the ball
game. Me out with the crowd.
Me out with the chill.
I need some peanuts, some crack.
Major League Baseball, first round of the wild card playoffs. Okay, DJ, let us have it. Who won on Tuesday night?
All right. Well, on Tuesday night, the Texas Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 4-0, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-1. The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Miami Marlins 4-1.
All of those games were played on Tuesday. Okay. All right.
Right.
So, all right. So what about Wednesday's game? So far, who's winning the series? 1-0 is, I don't know. We'd have to go over who won the game. And okay. Well, Wednesday's game, who won and we can go over who has one win and one loss and two wins and no losses after we do two Wednesday's game. Who won?
All right. So yesterday, the Texas Rangers won the second game against the Tampa Bay Rays. They won 7-1. That means the Texas Rangers win that particular series against the Tampa Bay Rays, and they move on.
Okay, Texas Rangers won the series, and they move on. All right. And who else?
Right.
What was the other team that won two games?
So I'm telling you about the games that were played yesterday and the effect that they had on the series. There's four series, just so that you know. So we talked about the first one, the Texas Rangers won that series against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Toronto Blue Jays played the Minnesota Twins. The Twins beat the Blue Jays again, so that means the Twins win that series, and the Twins move on to the division series.
Okay.
All right. The third game was the Arizona Diamondbacks playing the Milwaukee Brewers. The Diamondbacks beat the Brewers yesterday 5-2. If you remember, they also beat the Brewers 6-3 on Tuesday. So the Diamondbacks series, and they advanced to the division series.
Okay.
And finally, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Marlins yesterday 7-1, and they beat the Marlins 4-1 on Tuesday. So the Phillies win that series, and they move on to the division. They move up to the division series, which starts on Saturday.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question. The teams that won, I know one of the teams that won the series was the first place team in the American League. They won the Central Division in the American League. And who was the team that won the second series?
The second series. I don't know what you mean by the second series.
Well, the first series was between the number one team in the Central American League, and they were playing against the third place team in the Eastern Conference. So
that would be the Minnesota Twins playing the Toronto Blue Jays.
Right. Okay. And the Toronto Blue Jays won the series, right?
No, the Minnesota Twins won that series. They beat the Blue Jays both games.
Won the series. Okay. And then you had the second place team in the American League West played against, who were they playing against? Were they playing against the first place team in the Central Division, or are they playing the second place team in the Eastern Division?
So they played, so you're talking about the Texas Rangers. They played the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, who are the second place team in the American League East. And we already talked about that. The Texas Rangers won both games, so they move up to the division series, and which means that they play they play
in the playoffs.
The Baltimore
round.
Orioles.
Right.
So they're going to
play
the Baltimore Orioles next.
Okay. Where are the Baltimore Orioles? Are they still in the American League? Are we still talking American League teams playing?
The Baltimore Orioles are number one in the American League East.
Number one in the American League East.
Yeah, they finished the regular season play at number one in the American League East.
I thought we had
the
number
Baltimore
one team in the Central Division and the number two team in the West and the number two team in the East and the number three team in the East. Now you're saying we have the number one team in the East? I'm lost.
What I was talking about, if you listen carefully, I was saying that the Texas Rangers won both of their games in the wild card games against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and I said that they move on to the division series against the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay, so the Texas.
So
Rangers
so the next
the
round, they're
the
going to be in the what? Say that
the
again.
Texas Rangers was the number one team in the American League Central, right?
No. The Texas Rangers are in the American League West. They were number two in the American League West.
Number two in the American League West. So they won their series, and they were playing against the number two team in the American League West. Right?
In the American League East, right. The American League East, Tampa Bay Devil Rays, right.
Okay, the East played the West, and the Central played, who did they play? Did they play the other team in the East?
We just went over all of these games.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure out.
We just went over all of. Let me. I'll start over, and maybe if you pay attention, that you'll you'll catch on. Okay.
Okay.
So
let me know.
We just finished the wild card games, and I'll tell you about the wild card games. Okay.
Okay.
We're starting over. Okay. We're starting the sports report over. Okay. So the wild card games. In the American League, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, who are number two in the American League East, were playing the Toronto. They're playing the Texas Rangers, who were number two in the American League West. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, 2-2.
Okay.
And who won that series?
The Texas Rangers won that series. They were two in the American League West. They won that series.
Oh, number two in the West. Okay. They won that. Okay. Now you got who plays next?
Okay. We also have, listen carefully. Listen, stop talking and listen. In the American League East, the Toronto Blue Jays, who were number three in the American League East, played the Minnesota Twins, who are number two in the American League Central. The Blue Jays played the Twins. Number three in the American League East played number two, number one in the American League Central. That's the Twins.
The Twins won both
of those games.
The number three in the American League East played the number one in the American League Central.
Correct.
Because there's only one team in Central. Okay. And what team won that game?
So that was the Blue Jays and the Twins, and the Twins won that series.
And
so the Twins move on to the next.
Okay. Were the Twins the number one team in the American League Central, or the Twins was the number three team in the American League East?
They were the number one team in the American League Central.
Okay. And they won, right?
Right.
The Twins. Okay. So the Twins are moving on, and the number two team in the East is moving on. Okay. So
the number one team
in the Central is moving on, and the number two team in the East is moving on. Okay, so the West is eliminated, and the number three team in the East is eliminated. Okay, so now we still got the number one team in the Central and the number two team.
I don't know what you mean by the West. I don't know what you mean by the West. By the West is eliminated. What does that mean?
There was only one team. There was only one team from the American League West, and they played the
Eliminated from what?
And they were eliminated from from the wild card.
Listen.
They're eliminated.
The reason why I'm asking you this question, because you said there's only one team from the West and they were eliminated. The Houston Astros are also in the West. They're in first place in the West. And they're playing in the division series. So the West has not been eliminated.
Okay.
Like you said.
Well, I'm talking about the teams that play in the wild card. The wild card teams, the team that made the wild card, is eliminated.
Good that you made that distinction, because you didn't make it before, and so you could have been referring to any team in the West. And now that you're talking about the wild card series,
those four teams I know made the wild card and two of the teams are eliminated. And so
right.
now those other the winners of those two games are playing. Are they playing the teams in the playoffs? Houston is playing one of those games in the playoffs now? Or we're waiting until
I have no idea what you're talking about. We were talking about the Texas Rangers. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you questions, okay? That'll be easier. So we were talking about the Texas Rangers beating the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in their series. We also talked about the Minnesota Twins beating the Toronto Blue Jays in their series. So the Texas Rangers and the Twins both move on.
Right.
Okay.
That's the Central. That's the first place team in the American League Central is moving on, and the second place team in the American League East is moving on. That's what we're saying. The American League West
right.
team was eliminated, and the American League East, the second place team in the American League East is eliminated. Right. Okay. So now we're moving on.
The American League West was not eliminated because that's the Rangers, and they won both of their games.
I can't keep up because I was told that the American League West had a second place team that was playing in the wild card.
Texas Rangers.
And the only first
that's
place
the Texas
team.
Rangers.
Oh, that's the Texas Rangers. So who did they beat
right.
then? Did they beat the second place team in the East?
Yeah.
Is that who they beat? They beat the second place team
yeah.
in the East. Okay. And the third place team in the East played the first place team in the Central.
Right.
Right? Okay,
right.
Who won that game? Who won that?
The first
place
team
in the
Central.
Okay, so the first place team in the Central and the second place team in the West are still playing in the playoffs. Because they move on to the playoffs, right? They're not playing wild card no more. They're playing in the playoffs.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Well.
All right. So now let's go to the National League.
Wait. Say that again.
Say what you just said again. The American League West won their game in the wild card playoffs, so they're still playing. And the American League Central won their game, and they're still playing. So the team that was – no, that's not right, because you said the American League East, the second-place team won the series against whoever they played.
No.
And
that's the Devil Rays, and they lost against the Rangers.
Okay, second place.
They lost to the second place team from the West.
To the West. Okay. So what about the third place team in the East? Did they lose to the first place team in the Central?
Yep.
Okay, so the third place team in the East is eliminated, and what's the other team that is eliminated?
The second place team in the East.
In the East. So both of the teams
yeah.
in the East are eliminated. Okay, so now it's just
correct.
the Central West and the American League Central played, those two teams. Now, are they going to play each other, or are they going to play the first place team in the American League West?
The first place team in the American League Central is moving on to play the first place team in the American League West.
Okay. So that will eliminate all the teams in the American League, because I'm still confused, because if the American League Central first place team is playing the first place team in the American League West, who is the second place team in the American League West playing?
The first place team from the American League East.
Oh, okay. 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 All right. I got it. Okay. So they're playing the first place team in the American League East. Okay. All right.
Right.
Sounds good. I'm with you now. All right. Now, we got that organized. Now, they don't start their playoffs until next week, right? They don't start till Saturday.
So they start this week on Saturday, right?
On Saturday. Okay. So now let's go to the National League. Yeah, the National League played Tuesday, Wednesday, and today. And they played, oh, my God. Okay, so we had a second-place team in the West playing. Were they playing the second-place team in the East, like in the American League?
The second place team in the West played the first place team in the Central.
In the Central, okay. And then in the East, the second place team and the third place team in the East, they play each other?
Right.
Okay. So who won Tuesday night in the games that they played on Tuesday? Is the number one
I'll
team
just tell you who
in
won
the
I'll just tell you who won the series, since we're taking up a lot of time. The second place team in the West won both games.
Okay. So they're moving
on.
And okay. And who won the other game?
And
between
the second place team in the East won both games. So they move on.
Okay. So they move on. All right. So they'll be playing in the playoffs. And who is the second place team in the West playing in the playoffs? Are they playing the Dodgers, or are they playing the Giants?
They're playing the first place team in the West.
The first place team in the West is the Dodgers. Okay. So they're
right.
Playing the Dodgers. And who was this first place team in the Central is going to play the first place team in the East, right?
No, they lost to the second place team in the West, so they're out.
Oh, they lost.
The first place team in the Central is out because they lost to the second place team in the West.
Okay, and the first place team in the West beat the second or third place team in the East?
The first place team in the West is the Dodgers. They haven't played yet.
Oh, they haven't played yet. So the first place team in the East, who did they play? They beat the second place team in the West?
You want to know who they are?
I want to know if they played already.
The first place team in the East is the Braves, and they haven't played. They're not playing in the wild card game.
Okay, they're not playing. So,
in the wild card game, in the wild card series, right?
Okay, so the first place team in the Central played the second place team in the West, and they beat them, right?
They lost. They lost.
Oh, the first place team in the Central and the North, in the Northern, lost. I mean, they beat.
The first place team in the Central. No. The second place team in the West beat the first place team in the Central.
In the Central. Okay. And.
Right.
The teams in the East. The second and third place team in the East played each other, and who won?
The second place team beat the third place team in the series.
The second place team beat the first place team in the series? Who is the first place team in the series?
I said the second place team beat the third place team, because that's who they were playing in the wild card. Second place was playing the third place in the East.
Third place.
And second place
won
both games.
Second place won both games. Okay. So the team in the West, the second place team in the West won the series against the first place team in the Central. So the first place team in the Central is eliminated. And the second place team in the East beat the third place team in the East, and the third place team is eliminated. So it's just the second place team in the West playing the second place team in the East. And now
Those are the two teams that are left after the wild card. Yes, second place.
Yeah.
In the West.
Okay.
And the second place in the East. Right.
Both of those are left. Okay. So now.
From the wild card, right?
From the wild card. Okay. So now.
Second place in the West plays first place in the West. Second place in the West plays first place in the West.
Plays the first place in the West. Okay. And
second place in the East plays first place in the East.
Okay. Okay. The first in the West plays the West. And the first place in the East plays the second team in the East.
The second place in the East. Right.
Place in the East. Okay. All right. I got those. All right. All right. Well, that should be G Money Sports Report for today. And we find out those games that are going to be played on Saturday. Is it Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday, or what's the schedule of the three-game series that they're going to play in the, I guess, because this isn't the, what do they call this series? Where the first place teams are playing. Is that I want to say the round robin, but that's not it. Are they still playing in the series before the playoffs? What was that series called? That's the divisional series. What was the series before that? When everybody was playing at the beginning, it wasn't a regular season. Wild card. Okay. Yeah. It's all right. I needed your help, man. So thank you. Okay. So the wild card games are over, right? So the first place teams that have moved up, they're not playing in a wild card series no more. Now they're playing in the playoffs, right?
The wild card series is over, yes.
Okay. So the first place teams that are playing in the series in the playoffs, they're in the regular playoffs, or they're in the divisional playoffs, I guess that's what my friend told me. So they'll be playing in the divisional playoffs for the conference.
Yeah, I told you also.
The American League. Yeah, okay. Well, now I'm with you because I was kind of lost. But, okay, so the first place teams will be playing in the conference for the American League, and they'll be playing in the championship game for the National League. Okay. All right. So those games will start on Sunday. And, okay. So that's it for G-Money Sports Report for the Major League Baseball. Now, let's talk NFL football. Or do you want to take a commercial break and we come back and I can pick the 16 teams for the National Football League, the NFL?
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind. Ooh.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons, and I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing. And this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful. She swam and she floated so good. She could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard. And she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes, and we were always racing. But Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance, and we grew up together. Even though we went to different high schools, we were close, because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house, and we always hung out in the streets, because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was a very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, though. Her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe she got some cooking skills. There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she said, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay, you got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
Next. Not a boat, I was driving. It's good. I think I drove through every single hood. Stop, Smith, Road, Compton, and Watts. Long Beach, Boston, you. Here come the cops. Wish I had a genie with about 3 wishes. Metal flake, green on D's. I look suspicious. You know that I'm running. Shit, I hear it humming. I see it coming. Is it a bird? Yep. Is it a plane? No. I hit me a ride on El Segundo. Wanted to holler. Had to ditch the Impala. Look, see if they would follow. Me hit a bit. Hit a bit. And another. Met me a baby pet bull and his mother. Ran up in some people's house and looked out the window. I wish it was my kinfolk. Had to pull a strap on a fool named Louis III. Cause I'm getting chased by the ghetto bird.
My mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard's, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's T-H-E-P-I-M-P-C-O-M-I-C. and we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to continue with G-Money Sports Report. Let's talk NFL football. Yes, let's do the football picks for the next 16 games. All right, we got the NFL. Week number 5, and I'm ready to pick the winners for this week. So tonight is Thursday, and what teams are playing tonight, DJ? I think it's the Dallas Cowboys playing the New England Patriots. I think that's the team that'll be playing tonight. On Monday night, on Thursday night football, I think that's them playing tonight.
It's the Chicago Bears are playing the Washington Commanders in D.C., and they're giving the Chicago Bears 6 points.
Okay. I'm taking the Washington Commanders for the win, and what's the total points?
Total points is 44.
I'll take Washington and the over for the win, because I think they'll score a lot more points than the Bears. So, all right, take Washington for the win and the over. Okay, that's game
all
number
right.
one
Command-
in week
Commanders
number five.
And over.
Yeah. All right, game number two, or the first game on Sunday.
Game number two, the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and they're giving the Jaguars 5 points.
Okay, I'm taking the Buffalo Bills for the win, and what's the total point?
Total points is 48.
I'm taking the Buffalo Bills and the over for the win. Okay. So that's game number two. So what about game number three?
New Orleans Saints are playing the New England Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Patriots 1 point.
Okay, I'm going to take the Patriots for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 39.
I'm going to take the New England Patriots and the over for the win.
Patriots and over. Game number four, the Tennessee Titans are playing at Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis, and they're giving the Colts 2.5 points.
Okay. You said Tennessee Titans are playing the Colts? Okay. I'm taking the Tennessee Titans for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 43.
Okay, the Tennessee Titans and the over for the win.
Titans and over, game number five. Baltimore Ravens are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, and they're giving the Steelers 4.5 points.
Okay, I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens for the win. And what's the total point?
38.
Okay, I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens and the over for the win.
Ravens and over. Game number six, Carolina Panthers are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit, and they're giving the Panthers 10 points.
Ooh, 10 points. Well, I'm taking the Detroit Pistons for the win. And what's the total point? Yes, the Lions.
Taking the Lions. Total points is 44.
Okay, I'm taking Detroit and the under for the win.
Lions and under. Game number eight. New York Giants are playing the Miami Dolphins in Miami. No, the Houston Texans are playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Texans 2.5 points.
Okay, I'm taking Houston for the win, and what's the total point?
Total points is 41.
Okay, I'm taking Houston and the over for the win.
Getting an over. Game number eight, New York Giants are playing the Miami Dolphins in Miami. They're giving the Giants 12 points.
I'm taking Miami for the win and the total points.
47.
I'll take Miami and the under for the win.
Dolphins and under. Game number nine, Cincinnati Bengals are playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, and they are giving the Cardinals 3 points.
Okay, I'm taking Cincinnati for the win, and what's the total point?
Total points is 44.
Okay, I'm taking Cincinnati and the under for the win.
Bengals and under. Game number 10, Philadelphia Eagles are playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., and they're giving the Rams 4 points.
Okay, I'm taking Philadelphia for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 49.
Okay. I'm going to take Philly and the under for the win.
Eagles and under. Game number 11, New York Jets are playing the Denver Broncos in Denver, and they're giving the Jets 2.5 points.
I'm taking Denver for the win.
And what's the total point?
Total points
it'd
is
be 43. About 35. 43. Oh, too many points. Okay, I'm taking Denver for the win, but the under. The Denver Broncos will win the game, but it'll be under 43 points.
Broncos and under. Game number 12, Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. And they're giving the Vikings 3.5 points.
Not enough. I'm taking Kansas City Chiefs for the win. And the total points?
Total points is 52.
Ooh, a whole lot of points. I'm going to take Kansas City and the under. They'll probably score about 48 points. They will not get to 52. But I'll take Kansas City
all right.
for the win. They made it.
All right. Chiefs and under. Game number 13, Dallas Cowboys are playing the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco, and they're giving the Cowboys 3.5 points.
I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 45.
I can take the 49ers and the over for the win. I think the
49ers.
Yeah, 49ers in the over. Yeah, they'll probably
okay.
shut Dallas down. But I know San Francisco will score 40 points by themselves.
Okay. Game number 14, Green Bay Packers. And actually, this is next Monday night because there's only 14 games in week 5. The Green Bay Packers are playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, and they're giving the Packers 1 point.
Oh, I did have a problem late picking this game. So let me think about this for a second. And the Raiders are playing in Las Vegas, too, huh?
Right.
Yeah. So they'll probably play good at home. And the Packers have a problem with their quarterback. So the Packers won't win. Okay, I'm going to take the Raiders to win. And how many points are they giving the Packers?
One.
1 point. Oh, that's not enough. Okay, I'm going to take Raiders. And what's the total point?
Total points is 45.
45. Oh, I'm going to take the Raiders and under. Because I don't think it'll be a high-scoring game. I don't think the Packers got an offense. And the Raiders, they're wishy-washy. So I take the Raiders and the under for the win.
All right, Raiders and under. And those are G-Money's picks for week 5.
Week 5. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for week number 5. And for October 5th, my brother's birthday. All right. Today is Big Nasty, my baby brother's birthday today. So I hope to have good luck on my picks today for NFL football. All right. Well, that's it for G-Money Sports Report. So now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show.
in a minute.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night, I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby. Look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good.
trees all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car, and I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets, and I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Visit Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023.
So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes to share with you. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. I wrote a book, and they said it was boring, and they put it on the Braille reading list, and they said the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. There were two flies flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly landed and lifted his leg and farted real loud. And the other fly said, "Come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here." Woo! I knew a girl that had like five strands of hair. And she put grease on her head, and she combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. Woo! All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I share this story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, are you ready to play the story that I wrote for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Yeah, man. So being in Vegas has been a ball. I wanted to tell you, listeners and people around the world, since I've been in Vegas, I've run into Flavor Flav in the casino. I've run into Gina from Martin Lawrence Show in the gift shop outside on the strip in Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Boulevard, on the strip, inside the Mandalay Bay. I ran into Snoop Dogg with his bodyguard. He was strolling through the casino looking like a soldier, walking with four of his bodyguards, two in the front and two in the back, and he was in the middle walking through the casino. He wasn't even talking to nobody, and I know Snoop. And I said, "What's up, Snoop Dogg?" And he didn't even acknowledge me. He just kept walking. I said, "Oh, it's like that, huh?" I said, "This is G-Money, man. I'm the one that was going to marry your auntie. What's happening?" But he didn't recognize me. He just kept walking. I said, "Oh, okay, well, I guess that's the way it is when you're a star. You just kind of don't want everybody running up to you. So, you know, you got to do what you do." Anyway, yeah, I've seen Mayweather, the boxer. I've seen him on the strip hanging out, wearing his diamonds and gold bracelets and chains. Yeah, he wasn't trying to ball, though. He didn't have a whole lot of jewelry on.
like I thought he would, but he didn't. And who else have I seen since I've been here in Vegas? I saw, well, it was before I moved to Vegas. I saw LL Cool J, and I saw a fat guy. What's the fat guy's name? He's a rapper. Heavy D. Yeah, I saw Heavy D. And they were going to the boxing match. I went to watch Mayweather fight, and they were at the boxing match going in. So I saw them. And, of course, I saw the promoter, Don King. Yeah, I've seen Don King a couple of times hanging out in the strip. But he was in the boxing arena, you know. I saw him walking through the casino before the fight. And then I saw him after the fight. He went to the after party, and I saw him at the after party. And that was okay. So I see a lot of celebrities here in Vegas. And pretty soon I'm going to see a lot more, because I performed for Aretha Franklin, and I performed for Gladys Knight, and I performed for Snoop Dogg. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more artists. Oh, I saw Eddie Murphy when I did the breast cancer awareness, and I saw Cat Williams, and, of course, I saw Snoop. Who else did I see? We saw a lot of people. So I'm getting seen by the people in the city, at the concerts, at the places of entertainment value. And that's all good. I'm going to be a star one day, and everybody will come and see Cheap Money, because I'll be the entertainment promoter of the year in Las Vegas. But I'm also going to be the pimp comic, because I'm funny, funny, and I tell all the jokes. So it's all good.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 a.m. and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking in dough, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in dough, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid
I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating he who listen to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady.
Oh, that bitch.
Degrees when I tell that bitch please raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease as I mob with the dog pound feel the breeze be out chuck jet
rolling down the street smoking in love living on and
laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind
rolling down the street smoking in love living on gin and
laid back. Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tango Ray and a fat ass Jay of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke, I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now, but it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top, cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dope, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car, and I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets, and I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Station? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I need to check on the time to see what time it is. But I think the clock on the wall says that's all. So DJ Papa D, what time is it?
4:53.
Okay. Well, today is my brother's birthday, my baby brother. Today he's 51 years old. So if you want to leave him a message on the chat line, leave it. And we'll pass him the 5 for you. All right. Well, it's time for me to acknowledge the fans and the friends in the radio show, the followers of my radio show, my fans, my friends, and members of the fan club. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song and let's acknowledge the birthday.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, October 5th, 2023. Happy birthday to Everlasting. Happy birthday to Adrian Horton. Happy birthday to Michelle Just Be Me Woodall. Happy birthday to Marvette Davis Rogers. Happy birthday to Aisha Wells. Happy birthday to Rosa Aponte Carlton. Happy birthday to Joel Kilgore. Happy birthday to Ty Brown. Happy birthday to David Ricks. Happy birthday, David Ricks III. Happy birthday to Twan Harris. And last but not least, happy birthday to DJ Big Nasty himself, Mr. Dennis Girard, our little brother. And that's it for birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating today, October 5th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. May God bless you with the goodness and grace that he's given all those that love him and favor him. And God bless the people that believe in his son, Jesus Christ. And I want to say, I hope you're having a birthday greetings with everybody that's living in your family. May you have a big birthday party for your birthday, and may your family and friends, your loved ones, and your mothers and fathers, may they be cooking birthday presents, a birthday dinner for you, so that you can celebrate your birthday with your family and friends. And without further ado, I'm going to sing you a birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Happy birthday, Big Nasty. We love you all. Yes, we love you. And you are getting older as the day gets finer. All right. So happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And without further ado, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday. And I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.